Good afternoon, everyone, and happy Monday. John here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcast Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owners, no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. On September 21st, Bad Axe was bustling Saturday as locals and visitors gathered for the 5th annual Fall Frenzy Festival hosted by the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. The family-oriented event featured activities for all ages, including bounce horse houses, a foam party, a dunk tank, face painting, carnival rides, and more. Food trucks lined the park, offering a variety of flavors for festival goers to enjoy. The Ball Diamonds at Bad Axe Park were transformed into more than just sports field, with the Southeast Diamonds home plate serving as the main stage for live music throughout the day. After introductory acts entertained the crowd, the spotlight shifted at 7:30 p.m. to Mark Farner and his American Band. For the hour and a half, Farner filled the park with his trademark sound, performing many well-known songs alongside newer material. Best known as the original singer and songwriter of Grand Funk Railroad, Farner wrote roughly 90% of the band's music before parting ways with his former bandmates. Although he can no longer perform under the Grand Funk name, he continues to write and record, most recently releasing the album Closer to My Home. The concert capped off a day filled with community spirit and entertainment, marking another successful year for the Fall Frenzy Festival. In 5 days' search for missing 36-year-old Raymond L. Babbitt of Owendale ended Saturday morning when his body was found. He was discovered about 9 a.m. by members of the Christian Aid Ministries, or CAM, which is an all-volunteer search and rescue group. They worked with local firemen and Huron County Sheriff's Department. CAM staged a command center behind the Owendale Gagetown School to start the search for the man who was last seen on September 15th. CAM has a command trailer equipped with computers, mapping software, GPS units, a communication system of handheld radios and repeater, and more. Babbitt's body was found by the CAM team in a cornfield off of 3rd Street. He was deceased. CAM teams have been working since 2016 to help find the missing for their family. The all-volunteer group helped locate the missing. They have helped during flash floods, tornadoes, and in rapid response situations. An investigation by the Huron County Sheriff's Department and the Huron County Medical Examiner determined the fatal gunshot wound found on the victim was self-inflicted. It is very likely he took his life as far back as Monday, September 15th, said Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. Babbitt was removed and released to funeral home personnel. The incident is now closed, according to Hansen. And when we come back after this McVeigh Insurance sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Farmers, the following are 7 reasons you should consider purchasing farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency. If you're a full-time farmer, to cover farm machinery and equipment, to protect your farm buildings, to cover livestock and feed, to protect from storm damage, to protect you if an injury occurs on your farm, and to cover farm loss of income and business interruption insurance. You work hard, so protect your livelihood with a farm policy from Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe.
For a no obligation quote, contact me, Austin Rothia of the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. We have been insuring Thumb Area Farms since 1881. For an agent you can rely on and your best price, see the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Call 989-269-9977.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in New York, hundreds of Hollywood and Broadway stars are urging Americans to defend free speech following Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. The American Civil Liberties Union released an open letter Monday signed by over 430 celebrities, calling it a dark moment for freedom of speech. ABC suspended Kimmel's show after his comments about conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The move sparked a debate over free speech. The letter emphasizes that voices should not be silenced by those in power. Signatories include Robert De Niro, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Aniston, and Meryl Streep, among others. In other developments, the co-host of The View condemned the suspension after being silent about it for two shows. And in Berkeley, California, an earthquake with a magnitude of 4.3 has awakened many people in the San Francisco Bay Area with a sharp jolt. The United States Geological Survey reports more than 24,000 people said they felt the quake, which was just east-southeast of Berkeley. It happened shortly before 3 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Monday. People reported feeling their homes shaking and receiving phone alerts. San Francisco's Department of Emergency Management says it hasn't received any reports of injuries or damage. San Francisco Mayor Dan Lurie posted online about the quake, saying first responders are assessing any impact to our city. And in our international news, in Chisinau, Moldova, Moldovan authorities have conducted 250 raids and detained dozens of people as part of an investigation into an alleged Russian-backed plan to incite mass riots. The raids targeted over 100 people across multiple localities on Monday. Police say 74 people were detained for up to 72 hours. Moldovans are set to vote on Sunday to choose a new 101-seat legislature. Many view the election as a choice between EU membership or closer ties with Russia. Authorities claim the unrest plot was coordinated from Russia through criminal elements. Most suspects reportedly traveled to Serbia for training. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime on thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owners, no problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.